is up, guys? It is the Altered State Podcast. Brandon, John.
What's up, John?
Hey, Brandon.
How are you? Things?
You know, they're great. It's been a minute.
It's weird because we kind of purposely haven't chatted about stuff because I want to talk about it.
Right. Well, and it's like it was a weird week in that I had to, like Tuesday, we normally hang out, but I'd take the kids to karate.
Sure, yeah.
So it was like, I haven't seen you in a week. We had the fair, the Manchester.
Miyagi-Do or Cobra Kai.
Oh.
You see a pattern yet?
So she's in this Hapkido.
Okay.
Which is like, it's like the what middle-aged people do for self-defense. So it's like a group of six-year-olds doing that. It's like these three middle-aged guys that are very nice guys and doing a, I think, a good job.
Sure.
But it was like, it was one of those setups that it's through the school district. So it's like a 12-week course or whatever that was a relatively cheap buy-in. And it's like, Clara has a tendency to quit stuff.
Sure.
So we're like, okay, before we sign you up for like a real class, let's do this for, you know, if you can do this for 3 months, then we'll like take you to a proper dojo.
Right.
But it is kind of funny being like, oh, I'm just going to teach 7-year-old self-defense.
Right.
I don't think anyone's coming for her keys right now.
It's all just shots to the nuts.
Right.
So do we get right into Ahsoka?
Oh, my God.
Do you want to talk a little?
I don't know how we cannot.
Okay. I just didn't know if that would consume everything.
Oh, my God. It already does.
Because obviously I also want your comment on The Rock back in WWE, which Jonathan Brunt said would never happen.
So here's the thing.
Thank you, AI.
Here's the strike. Right. Yeah. I was going to say it never would have, but this actor and writer's strike is the only thing that has pushed Dwayne The Rock Johnson in a place where he is able to do it. Because it's not about the money for him, obviously. Like, the guy makes more money than God. Sure. He doesn't need more money.
See, he gave an interview after all this that was supposed to happen last year. And they had some conflicting things, but it was already
right.
in talks.
Conflicting things because my man is
it was
so
supposed to
busy.
Yeah.
So that was,
yeah.
like, the whole reason that I said he would never do it is because, like, he's in, like, 4 movies a year. They pay him a gajillion dollars per movie. And, like, hold on. I didn't say he would never show up. I said he would never wrestle.
Right. Agreed.
And that's the thing, because it's right. like, he's what, 55, 50?
I don't think it matters.
But I'm just saying, like, he's at the age that, like, if he hurts something, he can't train to look like an action hero. So the risk of him getting hurt in a wrestling match could be injurious to the tune of tens of millions of dollars to that guy.
I don't think it's not to the level where you're thinking it is as far as there's risk of injury. Don't get me wrong, but they're not going to have The Rock jumping through tables or falling off cages or anything insane.
I don't know, man. But did you see fucking Stone Cold's match a year ago? That was his comeback match.
Yeah, but that's Stone Cold one off million
but,
dollars.
Yeah, but yeah. Do you think Dwayne The Rock Johnson is going to let himself get outdone by Stone Cold?
That was never really The Rock's thing anyway. He was never really a bleeder. You know what I mean? He was The Rock's thing obviously is being The Rock. It's the entertainment faction.
Sure.
He's still a great wrestler, don't get me wrong.
It's smelling what he's cooking.
100%. 100%.
It's the people's elbow.
Yes. Yes.
It's being the greatest heel in the history of heels.
It's not even that. He's the greatest heel that you have to cheer. I mean,
right.
He kind of changed the game as far as that went. So
he's somehow a heel and a face.
Right. You're like, oh, he is a terrible, terrible man. But damn it, I love this person still.
He's a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
But I still say, never would have happened were it not for all of a sudden, with the writers and actors strike.
Maybe,
like, maybe. Let's say.
Tell yourself whatever you got to tell yourself. It's happening.
I know, but I just can't, like.
And it might happen a couple times now.
For sure. What's like?
I feel like he might have a little warm-up match with, you know, some off guy. You know, the Austin Theory that he was mouthing off with or something like
that.
And then he comes after the Roman Reigns.
After the Bloodline.
Yes. See, the Bloodline's fractured.
Yeah.
The Usos are gone. You know, so it's really just Roman and.
And is this is this Jay's way back in?
Maybe that's the move. Maybe it's a tag match.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Roman and Solo Sikoa against Jay and The Rock. I don't know. We'll see. I feel like if The Rock's wrestling, it's you make it one-on-one, a main event. I mean, why don't you go for that? So,
well, I mean, that
unless
feels,
he's going to do multiple shows.
That feels like a Mania match. Like,
oh, 100%.
Rock and Reigns.
Right. WrestleMania 40.
Like,
yep.
God damn it. WrestleMania 40 is happening.
Yep. Doesn't get much bigger. Doesn't get much bigger.
I hate this.
Yep.
I hate that. Yep. I love this.
Yep. Was the bet just with me, or does Mitch get money out of this
Mitch
too?
No, Mitch gets in
okay.
as well.
Okay.
That was how I text you, because like so I don't have cable right now, so I couldn't watch Friday.
Sure.
I'm at gymnastics with Noel, and I just get a text from Mitch that says, "Suck it, Brunts." It's like, ah. And so like it takes me a minute to be like, "Man, fuck you, Mitch."
Yeah.
And then another was like, "No, yeah. It had to be." Yeah. So like I immediately called him. I was like, "Did he show up?" He's like, "Yep, he's mouthing off right now."
Did you watch the video?
Not yet.
Oh, the place. It's because no one expected it in Denver, Colorado. It's in
sure.
Denver. It's out of nowhere.
And it's just like SmackDown. It's, there wasn't like.
Well,
a,
but the SmackDown was kind of. It was named after The Rock because, you know, he was laying the SmackDown
sure.
candy ass. So it fits. It was kind of The Rock show. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's still surprising. If The Rock's going to
yeah.
show up, he probably would have been on the flagship Raw show.
Sure.
But, excuse me. Also. This is the first WWE televised event since Endeavor took over this week. UFC company.
Oh.
So this was their first show. I think they went balls out and got the ratings. Boom.
That's a smart play.
I think that's
it's that Dana White money.
That's right. So now you're talking money. You know what I'm talking about? McMahon had money. Endeavor has
fuck you money.
Unlimited pockets
yeah.
because it's not someone's money. It's going to be a new game, and I think you're going to get lots of cool crossover UFC stuff. I think you get UFC WWE pay-per-views like here.
Think so?
100%. They're going to try to crossbreed this stuff as much as possible to get each fan watching each product. Why wouldn't you? I'm not saying all the time. You're still going to have your UFC events.
It would not shock me
if you have a UFC event on a WWE card. 100%.
I feel like that's a hard sell for your UFC fighters.
Not if the paycheck's still the same.
Yeah, but
you probably have more eyes on you on a WWE pay-per-view.
But I don't think UFC pays that great to begin with.
Maybe. That's what I'm saying. If you're a UFC guy and they're like, you can wrestle at UFC, you know, 729, whatever it is, you know,
yeah.
put number in here, or WrestleMania 40. In front of 90,000 people.
I don't know, man. I think there is a...
I think you do it.
I think there's a pride there between a quote-unquote real fighter and an entertainment wrestler.
I'm not saying it's a
and
different
I also
product.
Think
you still go out there and you fucking kick ass.
I also think if you're a wrestling fan at WrestleMania, if you put the Octagon in there
mm-hmm.
and put a real fight, I don't think those people care as much. Like I think
I disagree.
That's when your wrestling fan goes to get fucking popcorn, man.
Ooh, I disagree. I think you're underestimating it. Yeah.
I don't.
There's so much.
I think that is too. I think sure, there's probably overlap, but
this.
I think that's two different types
of
fan.
Do you
want
to bet on it?
Fuck you.
I'm just throwing it out there.
I think I think it's two different types of fan.
It is, but that's the point. That's why they want this. That's why you do it.
I don't know. I think you let them both grow independently.
Maybe. If nothing else, I think your retired UFC guy fits in real nice in a wrestling ring.
Sure, but that's been happening.
Not to the same level, but a little bit.
It's your Ronda Rousey and your Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, but they were, you know, Brock was going back and forth. So that's why I'm saying there's back and forth. Brock was doing the fake stuff before he was doing the UFC stuff and then came
really?
Back. Yeah. Brock was a NCAA wrestling champion.
Right.
Won the Olympics.
Yeah.
Came to WWE for like 10 years and then went to UFC for like 5 years and then came back.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know he was in WWE first.
Oh, yeah. That's how he got known. Absolutely.
No shit.
Yep.
Yeah, I first heard of him as a UFC fighter. But again, like that was.
Because you're not a wrestling guy. Sure.
Well, yeah,
at
that was a time that I wasn't a wrestling guy and I've never been a UFC guy, but it was like. When he was in UFC was like when I was in college.
Sure.
And I had friends that were UFC guys. So, like, they would put the match on at, like, house parties and shit.
Sure.
Is it even called a match, UFC? A fight?
Yeah, it's a fight. It's a match. Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know the nomenclature. I'm just a nerd that reads comic books, all right?
Yeah, we should get
if they're not wearing tights, I don't want shit to do with it.
We're getting heavy into sports here all of a sudden.
Yeah.
But this is Endeavor's purpose. This is my point. This is what they wanted. This is what they want to happen.
Maybe. I don't know.
I think it has to happen. I mean, if you're that company, I think you have some level of crossover on some, you have to.
I think UFC right now it's working at like, you know, most of those fights are in Vegas.
Sure.
It's working at those smaller rooms. Yeah. Like, I think if they were going to do it, it would be like let's say tag it with WrestleMania, mm-hmm. right? Because it's two different rings. You don't do that the same night.
Possibly.
So it's multi nights. Do you get people that show up for a Mania? That's what, 100,000 people, sure. 80,000 people.
What I've heard proposed was like more of a, so you know, they do their pay per views on Sundays.
Sure.
UFC's pay per views are on Saturdays.
Yeah.
And then they have a SmackDown on a Friday. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you have an event, you know. So uh-huh. you would have your own separate thing. I'm not saying necessarily you have to have on the same card, on the same, you know, Conor McGregor and blah, 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 and then The Rock faces Roman Reigns. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that necessarily. I don't see why you couldn't, but I still think that weekend type thing they do, 100%. Make it a big event, 100%.
Yeah.
All the same place, 100%.
I think that's a lot of tickets to sell for a UFC event. WWE,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but just because it's like sandwiched between, like I think your WWE fans buy the Friday and Sunday ticket.
Oh, you make it like they do now, like for like WrestleMania, it's a weekend event already. So they'd have their SmackDown, Saturday they have like a Hall of Fame ceremony or whatever, the meet and greets, and then Sunday's WrestleMania. Or sometimes they were doing Saturday and Sunday WrestleMania.
Yeah.
You just do the same thing. You just make it a package event. Saturday is just UFC. I think people still do it. I really do. I'd do it. Wouldn't you? That'd be fun as shit.
I don't know. At scale?
Yeah. All
right. I don't see it.
All right.
I also didn't see The Rock coming back, so fuck me, I guess.
We're betting on
doesn't
it.
Matter.
That's right. Who's the goddamn wrestling expert in this table?
look at someone flexing.
All right, on to more pressing things. There's a Star Wars show out. Have you heard about it? It's called Ahsoka.
Brandon, there was a moment.
No, Ahsoka.
There was a moment this Tuesday night. I'm sitting, a big plate of hot wings.
Paint me a picture.
Oh, I will. Sitting on my couch. Silent, lights down.
Wearing my favorite t-shirt.
Oh,
got my lucky underwear on.
Yep. And I could have sworn that I was 10 years old in my parents' basement.
Yeah.
Like, the feeling that I, like, everything about this week's episode was what made me fall in love with Star Wars.
Yeah, it was great.
It wasn't even, like, not even touching the nostalgia of what was going on, not touching the Hayden Christensen of it all,
right.
Like, just in the storytelling and cinematography and like editing.
Yeah.
That alone was why I fell in love with Star Wars.
Absolutely.
Right. Like the adventure of it, the hyperspace to a new galaxy, the jumping from like the world between worlds to Cetos. Like everything about it was like, even if I didn't give a shit about any of those characters before this episode, it's still the stuff that made me fall in love with Star Wars.
Absolutely.
And that's...
Let me ask you this. My only... I loved everything about it. Love seeing Captain Rex.
Mm.
Love seeing young Ahsoka was cast great.
Yep. Seeing the Clone Wars armor
really
in live action.
Yeah. Siege of Mandalore. That was really cool. That was cool shit.
Hayden Christensen giving a better performance than he ever did in the prequels.
Kidding. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Get your fucking roses, dude. Like,
no kidding.
Oh, my God.
No kidding. Was that really happening in the world between worlds? Was that Force Ghost Anakin, or was that Ahsoka's
subconscious
projecting? Do we ever know for sure? You know, like it was very different experience, obviously, than we saw in Rebels for World Between Worlds.
For sure. I think it was Anakin. I think it was the World Between Worlds. I think the difference, like how it was different than Rebels, mm-hmm. I think was more stylistic choices to have make something look away in live action that would look.
I'm cool with that.
Like, yeah. I think if you did it just as it was in Rebels, I think you run the risk of it looking a lot cheesier.
It would just kind of be a lot cornier, walking and talking more than anything else, and looking into portals and seeing that as opposed to
right. Yeah, like yeah. I think that could have been corny. So I think the choices made there were strictly to translate animation into live action. I don't think it was like a different thing.
Okay.
And I think if it is, let's say it is Ahsoka's subconscious, that feels a little cheap to me. I think in Star Wars, or in a lot of TV, we've been kind of conditioned to look for what the twist could be.
Sure.
Because so many things have gotten so
right.
twist happy.
Twist on twist on twist. Right.
Yeah, yeah. Like, that's just kind of the way things are made right now.
Yeah.
And I just think Filoni is just like, just kind of like how Marak was just an Inquisitor.
Right. Zombie, basically. Or
yeah.
Whatever, whatever they call it. Yeah.
Yeah. With Night Sister Magics. Yeah. Like, I think this is an Occam's Razor situation. I think it is that. It is
what you saw.
What it is. Yeah. It is the most logical explanation. Yeah. Yeah. And I don't think we need to overthink it.
Yeah.
Because I also think it is. I think what's crucial about this is Ahsoka never finished her training. Ahsoka's cut off from. She's cut herself off from so many things.
Yeah.
And I think Anakin coming back to complete that training is the true character development we need from her. And honestly, I think it's a little bit of Filoni flexing on the sequel trilogy of like, oh, you had Luke cut off from the Force. Like, let me show you how someone gets cut off from the Force and you actually do it in a way that makes sense and is logical.
Sure.
Opposed to just hiding a motherfucker on an island.
Right.
Like, let me show you the more nuanced human version of
absolutely.
This.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, I'm pretty much in agreement with everything you just said. Yeah. It's my biggest problem is where do we go from here with the next couple episodes?
I think.
Do we have more surprises?
I don't think we're done with the World Between Worlds.
Okay. I could see that for sure. Yeah.
I think. So, like, that ended with Anakin saying, there is hope for you.
Yeah.
Not your training is complete.
Right. Yeah.
And I think, like, in Rebels, there were times that Ezra kind of, like, meditated himself into the World Between Worlds. It's not only a place that you access through portals. It's a place that, like,
right.
I think she will meditate her way into the World Between Worlds.
Because she's now Ahsoka the White.
Right.
So it's
and there will be more
that outfit has to
interaction
matter.
There.
Right, yeah.
Like, I think we will see more her and Anakin. I think it's probably handled super smartly. That if I were guessing,
that's not a word, is it? Huh. Super smartly? I'm calling that out right now. That's not real.
No, it is.
That can't be real.
Get out the Scrabble dictionary.
Are there sirens outside? Are we getting pulled over?
Uh-oh.
Do you see lights?
It's because this take is too hot. That's no, I think take. I think you're just having a stroke.
No, for real. There's lights over here.
No, I think you're having a stroke.
Okay. All right. When they come breaking in.
Yeah, because that's what the Manchester police do.
No kidding. Yes, yes.
I'm sorry. I think what they did that's really smart is that this episode coming up, we're going to be in the other galaxy. We're going to meet Thrawn and Ezra, IRL. And that's going to be, yeah, I did it. Fuck you, man.
So old.
So unhip.
IRL, boomer.
But I
whatever, boomer.
I think we're going to meet him. And
Ezra?
Or yeah, Ezra and Thrawn. Yes. I think we're going to meet both of them.
Okay.
Hu Yang introduced the idea of Kanan Jarrus. Mm-hmm. So we'll probably have more exposition there. And then the episode following, we get more Ahsoka World Between Worlds.
Okay.
And there is where we get Rebels flashbacks.
Oh, okay, tight.
But I think they did. They went strictly Clone Wars flashbacks because the.
I've heard some Darth Maul rumors.
For sure. Well, like, yeah. The average fan. I don't even know what to say. There are a lot of people that didn't watch animation.
Sure, of course.
They're fools. They're stupid.
They're fools.
But there are a lot of people that didn't.
The opinions expressed on this podcast are not held by Altered State Comics, LLC.
But they are by me, okay? You're fools if you're not watching the animation. But I think if you went full flashback and showed Clone Wars and Rebels, that's overwhelming.
It's much more context.
To a person who hasn't seen any animation.
Sure, sure.
So I think you pieced in. Right, to a fool.
To a fool.
To a rube.
So we got to have this extra episode for you fools.
Right. But I think.
But thank you, because now I want it live action. Because
I want it.
Thanks for the fools.
But like, I don't think they would put all of that together, because that's just a lot at once. So I think if you do just the Clone Wars stuff up front, then we get another non-flashbacky episode that gives you context and introduces you to the remainder of the Rebels characters. Then when you see them in flashback form, it feels like a logical continuation.
Sure.
Opposed to just like jamming a bunch of stuff in to make people happy.
Right, right.
I get that. So I think I think that balance is still going to come. I also think that obviously all of this is building to Filoni's movie. So like Filoni gets a Star Wars movie that is supposed to wrap up this part of the timeline, right?
Right.
Wraps up Mando, Ahsoka, Book of Boba Fett, like all of these things that are going on. I imagine there's another season of Mando before then.
I would be shocked if we don't get any more Mando seasons, but I hope so, but I would be shocked.
I think we get one just because that seems like an odd place to end it. I don't know I think it probably hits heavier on the rebuilding of Mandalore and follows Bo-Katan more than Din Djarin.
Okay.
I could see the show kind of shifting.
Okay.
But I do think we get a little more of that. And I think I'll wait to see how these next three episodes go to see where they give us another season of Ahsoka first. But I think the Filoni's movie is going to be Ahsoka heavy because that's his baby.
Yeah.
I think for sure it's going to be the big screen return of Hayden Christensen.
Okay.
So I think they're going to do stuff to keep the world between worlds open and keep that thread alive.
Sure.
So that you can have Hayden on the big screen. Because I think that's end goal.
Like I would assume,
That's an end game version of this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's just too cool of a thing not to do.
Do we ever see Natalie Portman?
Maybe. I don't think we see Natalie Portman this season of Ahsoka.
Yeah.
I do think that door is open.
Okay. Does she film new things, or they just let her take old stuff?
I think she films new stuff. I the way the fan base has come back for Ewan and Hayden and the kind of victory lap that the prequels are on, like, I think a lot of those performers would probably just appreciate that.
Sure. You know, absolutely.
Because what sucks is, like, they are all, like, Natalie Portman and Ewan McGregor are two of the finest performers that we have in film.
Sure.
Like, they are both excellent performers.
Yeah.
And George Lucas is just a bad director.
Yeah.
So, like, they didn't shine in the prequels. Hayden Christensen, I don't know whether he's great or not, but he definitely didn't have good direction in the prequels.
Agreed, yeah.
And you can see that in, like, what he's done in Obi-Wan and in this was, like, it was nuanced, it was subtle, it was believable. It was, and I don't know if that's just come with his age or if he's – or with better direction or probably a little bit of all of it.
Yeah, but still. Yeah,
but I think a guy that got absolutely shit on for 15 years coming back and really being celebrated, I think – that alone is enough to be like, hey, Natalie Portman, we'll give you a huge paycheck for like 2 days worth of filming.
Right.
Because everything that Hayden's in is World Between Worlds. I don't care if it's in four episodes. They shot that all at once.
Probably.
You know,
I don't know. A lot of sword fights. A lot of fight scenes. That probably took a little longer, but still, yeah.
But it was one session. It was one, you know, like it was, let's say it was a week
but
and a half.
But he also had been training for that with the Obi-Wan series, so that wasn't like he had to jump back into it for 6 months and do that and whatever, but yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like I think you can get those prequel performers to want to come back and do their victory lap.
Yeah.
Because you got Disney money, so it's not a matter of not paying them enough.
Yep.
And now you've got the fan base behind them, and like they deserve that. They deserve, they deserve to be celebrated. It's like the prequel trilogy. You know, the problem with it was that like it was being received by original trilogy fans that only knew the original trilogy, so it was set up to fail.
Sure,
right? Like it was going to be, even if those movies were directed better, it was still going to be a hard sell for the vocal part of the fan base.
Yeah.
But everyone in my generation and younger that grew up on them, that fell in love with them, like, now we are old enough to have money and have a voice.
Right.
So they get to, like, they get the reaction that they deserve the first time around.
Absolutely.
And I think any of those performers would welcome that kind of redemption arc.
Agreed.
So I do think there's a long way around that is I do think there's a chance that we see Natalie Portman in the future.
After all this, what you're telling me is you liked Ahsoka.
Oh, my God.
It was pretty good. You'd watch it again. You'd recommend it to a friend.
I have watched every episode of Ahsoka probably five times.
It's been on up here a lot.
It is just so.
And it never gets boring.
Good. No.
And the 4 and 5 are obviously great episodes with everything that goes on. Everything else in that show is fantastic as
for
well.
For sure.
I mean, it's such a fun show.
Episode 3, just like that really sick dogfight.
Yeah.
Like, that's awesome.
Yep.
That's classic Star Wars, man. Like, that's the stuff that you loved when you were a kid.
Real quick, while I'm still talking Ahsoka, does, what's the kid's name? Jason?
Yeah.
Does he matter?
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be big down the road?
I think what could be fun.
You don't bring him on a away mission unless. The plot requires
it. You could have thrown him in as fan service, but you could have just done that as an appearance, right? Not coming along.
Right.
I don't understand how you get through this season and don't in some way include Luke.
Yeah.
Just because, like...
You know he's out there.
You know he's out there, and...
He's doing Jedi Academy, for Christ's sake. Right.
He's out there, and Ahsoka has already interacted with
him.
That's the problem. Like,
I guess
you can explain it away... Aside from the fact that Ahsoka has dealt with him on two separate occasions.
Yeah.
So now it's like, no, he has to show up.
So this is all building to, like, you know, Jedi Academy.
I think he probably ends up in the Jedi Academy, and that's how you get, like, a young Ben Solo, too.
Yeah, right.
And then there's, like, does Jason become a Knight of Ren?
Is that the introduction? Oh, hey, this is Jason. Oh, hi, I'm Ben, you know.
I think there's a real opportunity for that. Because I think it's silly to not involve Jason with the Jedi Academy.
Sure.
There's just not a reason. You can't tell me a story reason why that wouldn't happen.
Yeah. Are there two less Star Wars-y names than Jason and Ben to start off your academy with?
But it's J-A-C-E-N.
I don't care.
Okay?
I don't care how you spell it. I don't care. I do care. Anyways.
It also feels like that's how they're going to – they almost have to meet because – so Jason Syndulla got his name because obviously Filoni is a deep-dive Star Wars nerd.
Yes.
Jason, spelled that way, was the name of Han Solo and Leia's kid in the books in the 90s.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
So Jason Solo
in
the movies became Ben Solo because because for whatever reason, J.J. Abrams wants to rename things. The same reason that, like, the Holocron became the Wayfinder.
It makes more sense now because Leia knew Ben as a young child.
Sure, but he renamed Holocrons to the Wayfinder. Like, he just made stuff up.
All right, if you're going to start digging on stuff, it's all going to fall apart. So, we're going to end this down here.
Right, but I'm saying, like, I think that's probably a thing that Filoni would do just to be, like, just as a fun nod to be like, Jason, meet Jason.
Sure.
Like, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Like, that's just a little, like, wink to the hardcore fan.
It was what you wanted for Happy Hogan.
Exactly. It's 100%. It's when I wanted Elden Henson and Favreau to meet.
Yes.
It's the exact same thing.
I understand.
And like Filoni's the type of guy that would do that. And it makes sense in the story that he would end up there.
Yeah.
And then it opens the door for them to do what I think we've all kind of been waiting for them to announce, which is Luke doing a Young Jedi Academy show.
Sure.
That you recast Luke. Like, ever since Luke came back in Mando Season 2 and then showed up in perpetuity.
Yeah.
And so much of what Filoni is doing right now is what he did for the sequel trilogies, and that he's, like, reclaiming them and making them make sense.
Right.
So I think having a Luke Jedi Academy show that has a young Ben Solo is... like, that's how you add context to the sequels and make them make sense.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably coming. But much like Book of Boba Fett, they didn't announce it until the second you saw the end of Mando.
Mando, yeah.
Like, I think we could be set up for another situation like that where it's like, yep,
okay,
now we're doing Young Jedi Academy.
Be continued in blah, blah, blah. I'm here for that.
Yeah, I think that's where we're headed.
All right. That's really all I got.
Yeah.
Other than I am insanely tired, I bought Starfield.
Oh.
And it's become my life. It's amazing. It's amazing. There are, like I've told you, there's thousands of planets to discover. I have been playing for, I didn't check the hours because it would make me sad, but easy probably 30 hours at this point. 20% in. Max. Wow. You know, max. You can do... and that's just like the main storyline, because there's so many side missions that you can just continuously do that are great. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Wow.
Yep. You have kids. I don't recommend it.
Yeah.
I don't recommend it. And I haven't even got to any of the customizing my ship or nothing. I'm just playing the game, and it's fucking crazy. So anyways.
All right.
That's enough of that. That's the gaming segment of the podcast.
That's as deep as we go on video games.
That's a deep dive, yep. It's good. There's my review of Starfield. Give me some money, Xbox. It's good. It's really good. Makes you tired, but it's good. You don't want to
stop. It's worth it.
It's one of those games that when you're playing, the missions just, they're so enveloping that even though you know it's 2 o'clock in the morning, you're like, all right, I'm just going to finish this. But just finishing this is like a 3-hour thing. You know what I mean?
Just one more minute, Mom. One more minute.
Totally. Yep. I thought you went to bed 2 hours ago. I'm fine.
I just got
to
finish this, Mom.
Yeah. Yep. It's great. It's great. That's all I got. So.
Awesome.
We're good. Thanks, guys.
We'll see you next week.
Be good.